Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Louisiana Purchase, Toads on the Nickel, James Madison, War of 1812, James Monroe, Monroe Doctrine, John Quincy Adams, dude's got a cool name. Andrew Jackson. Dudes on the 20, Zachary Taylor, not the kid on Home Improvement, James Buchanan, Pony Express, Abraham Lincoln, Freed the Slaves, James Garfield, not the cat, Grover Cleveland, or Brown fan.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug, this 8 o'clock hour is supposed to be pretty good. A lot going on. DB Sports Bar Exit Poll, okay. Iggy's Drops of the Week, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week, and the Hot Shots email today. Hot Shots was voted number one sports bar in St. Louis by readers of the Riverfront Times. Is at one of their 11 St. Louis area locations today. And for the email of the day, you win Bud Bash tickets for the Cardinal game on July 25th. Enter game four, enter gate four, up to 2 hours before first pitch and receive a free mini bobblehead of the featured player with autograph already on the box. Each game is a different player. And next Tuesday, July 25th, is Ozzie Smith. Hey, we're talking about TMA Live. And Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, is the sponsor of our TMA Lives. The next one is July 17th in Fenton. You think there's any way Janine can come in for that?
August 17th?
August 17th. I apologize. I misspoke.
Okay. Where is it at?
Fenton.
Fenton?
Really, the mothership.
I agree with that. I don't know. I sent her two texts last week.
Nothing doing? Pitch out, nobody going?
I know one day she had her mom in town, but... I sent another one and nothing, so.
This sciatica, it's nasty stuff.
I don't know. I may just send her one last one and said, I'm not going to ask anymore. I feel like I'm bothering you. When you want to come on, just call me. I just leave it at that. But
there
then she'll probably think that's passive aggressive. And
I think that's the best way to get things done.
I don't know.
We're kind of disappointed how this whole thing turned out.
Can you get Anissa Kate in?
Just give me names, brother.
Anissa Kate, Doug, who do you want in?
I'm not familiar with a lot of the newer ones, so if you just give me names of people you're looking for, I'll reach out.
All right. I wonder if Hustler Club has anybody coming in. Well, no, that cuts our, then we don't have costs.
Yeah, Plowsy and I always check.
What do we have? What do they have coming up?
Sea Monster always, we go check when we know we have one, and then we go to like PTs, we go to Hustler Club, Penthouse, see if anybody's coming in. So,
What's because they usually come in the middle of the month, so this might work out, Doug. This could work out for us.
Wouldn't the old War Horses be more interesting than the new ones?
Yeah, battle stories and
yeah, but I don't believe Tim.
It just depends on the coke habits.
Yeah, I don't believe Tim is really into the older ones like I am.
Oh,
well, define older.
Well, Kay Parker, Rusty Canyon.
See, I don't know who Kay Parker is.
Amber Lynn.
I know Jay's going to text me right now, and he's going to be horrified.
Ginger Lynn.
You kidding me, Tim?
Seika. Aunt Peg. I think Aunt Peg passed away.
Aunt Peg.
That's not a good name.
I wanted to see that.
She's got to get a better name.
I think she passed away.
Was her real name Margaret?
Rest in peace. May she rest in peace.
Aunt Peg.
I forgot her real name. She went by Aunt Peg.
Well, she had a pirate leg, you see.
Oh.
Jay knows who I'm talking about.
Aunt Peg.
Aunt Peg.
Doug, I'm going to go to Free Ones real quickly and just see what the word is.
I guarantee there'll be a ton of Aunt Pegs.
I have to tell you something. I have never heard of Aunt Peg.
Kind of sounds like a kind of older, heavy set gal. Maybe a washwoman.
Looks like we just missed Abigail Mack.
No! Abigail Mack was in St. Louis?
Never mind. This is a main Hustler Club that was in the Baltimore one. My apologies.
Abigail Mack would be great. But, I mean, she's sick, beautiful. She's legitimately sick, beautiful.
I just saw a picture of her.
She's absurdly beautiful, but she's super cool, too. The Pittsburgh, what is it, the Tribune? What do they got there? The Post-Gazette and the Tribune? Is
yes,
that what it is?
Correct.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah.
They do live at the newspaper interviews with the adult film stars when
no
they come
way.
Through town. They do. They do. I swear to you, they do. And Abigail Mack was in there. Good for them.
Wow. Well, we do them when they're here.
Well, we're not necessarily.
It is the show. I would consider this the show of record in St. Louis.
I agree with that.
It's not all that different.
Let's Doug Aunt Peg.
I'm almost. I don't know that I really want to see or hear it. Yeah, I didn't.
What in the hell, Iggy?
Are they in a?
Is she?
I'm going to sit this one out.
I don't think that's Aunt Peg.
She looks like a toothless crystal meth victim.
I would rather you Google her and get some images of when she was in.
I have an exclusive contract with Free Ones.
I don't believe that's the real Aunt Peg. It's probably probably another one.
You call out free ones, you're calling me out.
Well, okay. Because Aunt Peg was doing porn when she was like 45. She was still like older. That broad. That ain't Aunt Peg.
See, I think the old war horses would have a lot better stories.
Seca and Kit and Navidad were delights. That interview had it all. It was emotional. Mm-hmm. It had hot foot play. Mm-hmm. And it was also pathetic. And it was all right there.
Well, going through the some of the interviews that Swope sent me over that I...
Over 80 interviews, Doug, for you to download and listen to. Yeah,
I finished right them up yesterday. And Sea Monster Google docked them over to him. So he has them all. Which the good thing, I did it to help Swope out. But at the same time, we have got postcards for the ages forever.
Wow. So there's like
80
wow.
of them in there. But he found an interview I did with Nina Hartley a while back.
One of the greats. It's essentially talking it over with Willie Mays.
She had some fascinating things to say.
Such as, just give Doug an example because he's...
Well, she went into, I told her, I said, in my opinion, maybe one of the great asses of porn.
Oh.
And then she said, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then she started
She rips off John Kelly.
Yes. And she started naming some of her great asses. And she mentioned Alexis Texas.
Right.
And some other girls. So she talked a little bit about Boogie Nights. So
she cucked the hell out of her husband in William H. Macy.
Well,
poor guy.
I felt bad for that guy. That was a... Ended up murder-suicide at the end of that.
Yeah, bad beat.
Bad beat. And she, my favorite, she goes, you're embarrassing me. Get away.
Yeah.
So that was a fun one. And Leanne Tweeden was a fun one.
Married to...
Posednik, maybe?
No, that's Lisa Durgan.
Oh.
For my money, perhaps the most beautiful woman to ever do broadcasting.
Former Minnesota pitcher?
What?
Tweeden. Former Minnesota pitcher.
Doug, former Minnesota pitcher.
Tweeden.
Yeah.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I can picture him, but I can't think of
him. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. He went out with Alyssa Milano. Yeah. He banged a lot of broads. Tick-tock. He was with the Moreleans. Carl Pavano.
I think you're right. But yeah, that was when her Playboy came out and... My response was, how good of a day is this? I'm talking sports and looking at Leanne Tweeden naked in Playboy. Mm. She had like a little nervous giggle.
I don't know why she wasn't more appreciative. How can I find out who's coming to Larry Flynn's? I'm on their website. Do you have anything for me, Paul?
I was looking. There's nothing. I was looking at
their
events for, and all of it was schoolgirl Sundays. You have taboo night. Half price drinks. All of the banners that they have are really nice. But I haven't found any local. Nationally, you got Abigail Mack that just went to Baltimore. So
where was Jesse Jane? One? Was she at Hustler or Penthouse?
You'd have to ask Biff.
Because I know that Woof, whichever one he works at.
Doug, who's Woof?
I don't have any idea. I'm watching.
He's in charge of bringing girls in. And he said after the Jesse Jane debacle, he was thinking about just stop bringing in porn stars because they're so hard to deal with.
Mm.
That's alarming.
Yeah. And stunning, too.
Guys, Aunt Peg was great, but I prefer Uncle Doug. Thanks, the hipster of Tauro South.
That's not right. That ain't right.
But I did find one with the Runaway singer. So,
yeah, you know, a lot of people were chastising you for making up that you hung out with Joan Jett in the Runaways at Rico's 2 in Granite City. Now, Doug said that was true. But some of the audience said you were making it up. And Ben Fred, here you go. This is proof positive, because who are you interviewing?
Cherie Curie,
Doug, the you know her?
Lead no. singer of the Runaways. And,
I know Madame Curie.
She did say something that I didn't remember, but she pretty much nailed that there is a Rico's 2 and that what I did before the show, during the show, really happened.
So. Now, is that the show where you stole someone's cigarette butt?
Mm. That was Cherie Curie's. I didn't steal it. She smoked on stage, threw it out, and I picked it up.
And
I
you think saved. You saved that.
I think she smoked Vantage. I'm not sure.
Doug, did she smoke Vantage?
No,
you ever done that, Tim? Cool. A girl that caught your fancy. I'm just going to keep this cigarette butt that she smoked as a token of my love.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we all did.
Is that how you and Anna Marie met?
That's actually how we met. Do you know that? That's actually how we met.
I think we've talked about it. I'm sorry. I took it. We've talked about this before.
We did. Of course we've talked about it. Plowhawk, let me hear the interview.
I am honored to be talking to my next guest here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. I've been a fan of hers since I was in college. And the first time I saw them, I fell in love with the group and have been a fan ever since. And one of the reasons the band was so popular was the lead singer. And we're going to talk to her now. We're talking about Cherie Curie. Cherie, how are you today?
Well, I'm good, Iggy. How are you?
I'm great. It's so much fun to talk to you. And don't know if I ever told you the story before. I'd never heard of you guys before, and I was listening to KC one night here in St. Louis, and you guys were in the studio. You were playing that night, and they were playing all your songs from the debut album and said they're going to be at Rico 2 in Belleville tonight. And me and my buddies went to the concert, were in front of the stage, and I've been in love with you guys ever since.
Well, you know, Iggy, that is so sweet of you, considering I had horrible laryngitis that night, because I'll never forget it. Because that's one thing about St. Louis, was I was sicker than a dog when I did that show. And I barely made it through that show, and you liked it, so wow, thank you very much.
Well, and I do remember, too, because I went out to the Spectrum shop here. It was like a head shop back in the day. Had your album cover put on a T-shirt and wore it, and you loved it so much, I took it off and gave it to you and watched the show with no shirt on the rest of the night.
Mm.
Really? Oh, my goodness. I remember that. That was you?
That was me.
Oh, my goodness. God, 35 years later, it's so nice to reconnect.
So there you go. The shirt happened. She remembered Rico's 2, and for those that said there was no concert and no Rico's 2 and that never happened, well, that proved it.
Well, for the record, she never said Rico's 2. She never said Rico's 2. You said Rico's 2. She just confirmed she played in St. Louis.
What do you think? Venue. I just made up the venue?
I'm just saying that she never said the words.
Well, but she remembered being in St. Louis.
She remembered
that
playing a show in St. Louis. She didn't say where it was. She actually didn't even remember taking the shirt from you, so I'm going to call into question her memory.
What do you mean she didn't remember it?
Oh, no.
Until you brought it up, she kind of, that's
well,
nice.
Well, yeah, I'm sure 35 years later, she's sitting at home in L.A. I remember when that guy gave me that shirt in St. Louis. No, but when I brought it up, she says, I remember that. That was you?
I've never heard you sound so excited.
Well, I love talking to her.
He never sounds that excited when he's just talking to us.
That's the first time I'd ever talked to her.
You two hit it off.
And we're still friends to this day. That had to be 5-6 years ago, maybe, that interview.
Doug, when was that done? Was it 2012?
5-6 years ago, yeah. I want to say 2012.
Ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe 3 years ago, something like that.
Well, I want to say 2014.
Give or take.
Anyway. Yeah. Well, when I put that up, that I found that interview and that she verified the story, somebody texted me and said, well, did she ask her about Joan Jett? I go, I'm going to ask her about, do you remember Joan Jett grabbing my ass?
Oh, wow.
Surely they talked about it. That got around, I would think.
Well, you were standing there. Do you remember Joan Jett grabbing my ass?
I just like the fact that you picked up a laryngitis-infected cigarette and kept it as a sign of
Do you still have it, bro?
Appreciation.
I don't know. Might be in a box somewhere.
Mm. It's probably just
it's
now.
Worth more now that you found out you had laryngitis.
It would disintegrate, wouldn't it, over 35 years?
Well, yeah, it'd vaporize.
Filter wouldn't.
Not biodegradable?
I don't know. I doubt if I have it.
Well, look for it.
The fact that you don't know if you still have it, the fact that it might be in your house somewhere, really bothers me.
I find things all the time that I don't remember I have. Mm. Oh, my God, I forgot I had this. I have boxes of crap everywhere. I finally threw away all my own phone numbers that I had on Post-it notes from back in the day.
Are you a hoarder, bro?
No, Roger Clemens' cell phone. I just started throwing everything away.
Should text him.
See if he wants to come on. Talk it over.
Talk politics.
I can't find my St. Louis Country Club members book that I was going to bring in to show you guys, and I can't find it.
Doug, we can all the heavy hitters and then call them and see if they'd let us into the club.
Right. You might as well ask.
Got to shoot to score. Yeah, I still have the condom from the night I lost my virginity.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, that's worth something.
Well, when it fell off him, I picked it up. You can text in with your stories.
Sea monster's crack. He can't help himself.
855-282-8255. I'd rather Iggy keep a used cigarette butt from one of his obsessions rather than pulling off his usual move of murder body part removal. Plowboy's laugh is brought to you, Doug, by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. It's the official cheesesteak of the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
So I guess you're right. They really didn't prove that... She remembered Rico's.
But. Glad you admitted that.
Iggy, at the next TMA Live, I'm going to have my wife grab your ass. That's from the Swinghaven board member.
He's got a nice caboose.
This Swinghaven board member, his wife is pretty hot, if that picture is real. And Doug, you think the picture is real?
I think you can trust any picture you see on the internet. Because it's not possible to cut and paste any other photos anyway. If someone says, this is me, it's got to be them.
Well, don't tease me like that. The Smiths have been talking about hooking up forever, and I never hear from them. So
what happened there?
I don't know. He actually, I don't know if he reached out to me.
So you're going to have an MMF with him and his wife?
Well, they just wanted to get together for drinks, and I said, sure, and never heard from him again.
But you'd have to bring a gal to the table.
Maybe they're into threesomes.
Mm.
Yeah, his gal's a dimer.
Smith?
Yeah. I remember the Smiths. They were good people.
Yeah, he got all like in shape, Mr. Smith did. He did. Yeah, and then she discovered she was a lesbian.
Yeah, on our show, I think. What is...
See, I think these guys who incorporate their significant others in the show, they think it's really fun in the beginning. But I bet if you asked most of them if they regret it, they'd probably all say yes.
Oh, of course they would.
Once they start sending pictures of their...
All of us.
It all starts
friend requests alone on Facebook.
Here's how it starts. The husband goes, hey, this will be funny. Can we send a picture of your feet to Jay? And then he goes, oh, I'm fun. Everybody's talking about how hot my wife is on the radio. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, 2 weeks go by, 6 months go by, he checks her phone and she's got like 6 cent messages to Jay that he doesn't know about.
Right.
And then he goes, what have I done?
Yep. It opens the door, bro.
Let me tell you something, honey. You got a nice foot.
Made her day.
I still have all the condoms Doug and I have used. I nail them to the wall like Willie Mays Hayes did with his base stealing gloves.
Who was it, Tim?
Dave in St. Peter's?
Dave in St. Peter's got himself suspended right there. Got himself suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log.
Yeah, Mike.
You know what they call me? My new nickname.
What's your nickname, Mike?
Called STUD.
ST Stud.
Yeah.
They call you Stud.
Yeah.
What'd you do to earn that nickname? I'm almost afraid to ask.
No, I didn't heard that name before, but they call me Stud.
That was our Big John Stud, wasn't that? He was wrestler Big John Stud.
Right. Yeah.
First of all, the running girl said my new nickname, so I like it.
Mm. Right. Very nice.
Good. Studley. Yeah. Studley is what you'd like to be called.
I like
called.
That.
Nice.
I like that.
All right. Well, that's what...
Yeah.
We'll try to respect that.
So, I like that.
How do you feel about it? You like it or no?
I do like that like, name.
Okay.
A lot of people like it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them.
They're starting to call you Studley.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, you like it.
But I don't want to make it a cuck situation.
Mm. There's another stud.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
You got small peanuts.
All right, pot him down. Pot him down.
Well, he does seem to have a theme, and he's staying on message at each one of his campaign stops.
Studley just got himself suspended. Studley has been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack's wife texting in. She says, no regrets here, Ben Fred. I still love the show.
No, I know she loves the show. Scott might not love the show. That's my point. Of course, she loves the attention. What does he think? Honestly, if you were to tell the truth.
Doug, what do you think Scott thinks?
Oh, I don't think he gives it a whole lot of thought.
Oh, take your shirt off, Larry. Show me the nips.
She can grab my ass at the next
okay.
event.
Okay.
Doug, my girlfriend got a bunch of creepy messages and friend requests after she went to a few TMA lives and the Christmas, oops, I'm sorry, holiday party. Plus, she's on the fan pin. Doug, that comes from Daniel T. Lemming.
The prisoners just get so excited when they ever see what appears to be a legitimate girl again. They cannot contain themselves.
Tell you what doesn't get me excited is when I'm on Facebook and the fiance walks by and she sees I'm on the fan page and there's no explaining the stuff that can pop up there.
Right.
She's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, you see what happened was, and then it all falls apart because there's just no way to explain it.
And on my Twitter feed, I don't do what the standard move is, which is to create a fake account and then follow all my porn stars there. I follow everybody under my @TMcKernan. And so I'll be scrolling through my Twitter. And sometimes, you know, Keisha Graves decided to send out a few of her scenes from black.com all at the same time while I'm reading some scalding takes on Cardinal Fundamentals. And it pops up in the middle of the of the thread. She'll just go, God, get a life.
Mm-hmm. Reasonable.
That's what goes on at my house. That's what goes on in Carport Village.
That's going to be an interesting play to see how that develops with the baby McKernan.
I want him to be as sexually healthy as well. That's important to me.
And addicted to porn?
I don't think I'm addicted to porn. I think I'm sexually evolved. I'm progressive when it comes to effing. That's where I am. Mm. Guys, I'm hard for the show from 7 to 10, and anytime I PLTD. That's from Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack. So he's on board still, Ben. Fred.
All right, we'll check in with him in about a year now.
Thank you, Sacky.
He's living in a van down by the river, and his wife's running around with Jay.
You think Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack's wife is going to leave Scott for Jay?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wow, wow, wow.
You never know what's going to happen. He's a celebrity in this town.
Jay would be in favor of that.
Sure he would.
I think he would be, too.
So many things I want to share on my Facebook page that I find, but I don't because I know I have family members that... So I try to be careful on the Facebook page, but Chasey Lane posted yesterday.
Doug, what did she post?
I have no idea.
For my friends on Ventura Boulevard, don't work out of the Motel 6. There's a sting going on.
Oh, wow.
And that's kind of like when somebody says, hey, that cop in Rock Hill is out again. And it's just kind of a little, hey, word to the wise.
Oh, so none of my girls go to the Motel 6. There's a sting operation going on. Mm. God, what has become of her?
What's up, Scott's Wrinkle Ballsack's wife? What's up? This is from Manchild. Manchild 79.
He's trying to weasel in there.
He's texting her by texting the show. It's
that's
remarkable.
Jay's gal.
I posted a picture of my wife on the fan pin. In no more than 5 seconds, Larry was trying to make his move. That's from the 314.
It's like a piranha tank in there. Throw some red meat in. Don't be surprised at what happens. You're going to be an attack. You better be confident is all I'm saying. And Scott seems confident, so props to him.
That's right.
But you better be confident.
Dotem brings Mrs. Dotem around. Even though Jay has made it clear he's a man in love. Now, as Jay noted, Mrs. Dotem never wears open-toed shoes.
What's she hiding?
That's what Jay's insinuating. Yeah. I just think Mrs. Dotem doesn't want to give him any material, as we call it in the business.
I don't know. There could be a hammer toe.
Sounds like foot gate to me.
Yeah.
You think there's something doing?
No, God no.
Maybe a little fungus.
You're a man in love with her, too.
I'm a huge fan. I think
he went speechless. He blinked twice and kind of went...
No offense, I went like Iggy route there. I apologize. I need to stop drooling. No, her and Deke are a great couple. I love them both. But I don't think there's anything wrong with her feet. I think she just prefers tenors, is what like my mom.
Doug, what did
that
just go? Tenors?
Like tennis shoes. Yeah.
Like Enrico Palazzo?
Like the singers, yeah.
Doug, who was that? Enrico Palazzo, Darnell Coles, and who's the third?
I don't know. I call them tennis shoes, too.
Andre Bocelli?
Is it old school to call them tennis shoes? It's not, is it?
I think St. Louisans, like the Midwest, tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Is it East Coast or West Coast, say sneakers, and then there's another one.
Keds. Some people call them Keds. Either.
Kicks.
I know Keds is a brand, Doug.
I don't know. So it's Kleenex.
Watch this. Check out my J's.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. So should we call Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack's wife Mrs. Scott's Wrinkled Labia? Mm. That's from Doug's secret friend.
Yeah.
Mm. Ballsack's wife has just written, what's up, man child? And now we have an official
hashtag developing situation. I was all on for Mr. Sack, but right now you need to be worried because I'm sure he's packing heat and you don't want to get okay. Manchild.
Now you are assuming
Manchild
79 is packing heat because he's an African American, and now Doug,
and
I
that's
have
not
to
a gun
apologize.
Reference. That means literally packing heat is in.
Well,
probably.
You're assuming he has a large love because he's African. The whole thing is a racial stereotype, and on behalf of the Ryan Kelly Morning After and Inside STL Enterprises, I would like to apologize and throw the Plowhawk under the bus.
All right, I'll suspend him.
Thank you.
Wow. Plowsy,
big
you
day.
Yourself
this is the first time ever I've seen this.
Well, we should have been around for the pools thing.
Saying a gentleman is packing heat. 2 days' time.
Guys, I have met and talked to Larry no less than 50 times. He sends me goodnight messages on Snapchat every night. Doesn't remember her name. Met my fiance twice, and each time he has asked to talk to her for a half hour. Thanks, Dave, with the cauliflower.
Dave's got a cauliflower ear, doesn't he?
Apparently so.
He's a former wrestler, yeah. Great guy, Dave.
Loves America.
You can get that fixed, can't you? Do they get it drained?
Well, no, you leave it because it tells everybody in the bar, you walk in, hey, that guy knows what's doing.
It seems to me it tells
nobody messes with him.
That
he's got cauliflower ear. He'll take your arm and put it in a place where it doesn't bend to.
Doesn't that say at some point someone took his head and grounded it into the
mat? Yeah, but
mat
you got to
so
grind some ears yourself before you get that bad of an ear.
All right.
Guys, my girlfriend said this show is stupid and there's so much yelling. She's the stupid one, though. Thanks, Dogtown Astrovan.
Strong
well said,
take.
Dog.
I like
great American.
Kittens and bunnies.
See? Guys, Manchild is the Chip Kelly of TMA. Once he asks your significant other, you're kind of out of options. It's like Mrs. Tom Tom is not involved with this show. Sup, man, child? Doug, that's from Timmy Tom Tom.
All right, Tim.
There's a lot going on in this text inbox today. That's what I know.
I wouldn't worry about it.
I have it on good authority that Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife would only leave the hubby for a night with Anna Marie. Hashtag tribbing.
Who has that on good authority?
Mr. Tribbers. And he's kind of the expert, hence the name.
How would he know?
Yeah, I've been in contact with Trib this morning. I think I'm going to hit him up when I get to Chi-Town.
Oh, you're going to Chi-Town stand up?
Yeah, I'm going at the end of the month. I'm going to see.
Oh, he lives up there?
Yeah.
I thought he was at the Duel in the Sun part two. Do I not know my Tribbing?
Yeah, I think he was just visiting. I think he lives.
Doug, he came to town for the Duel in the Sun part two.
He made the trip, yeah.
He lives in Boys Town, I think it is, or near.
That's a really gay area.
No, that's what he said. That's why I'm excited to go.
No, area?
I'm kidding, Doug. But no, I'll see Tribsy, I'll see Deaky, and I'll get together, have a good time. I can't wait.
Doug, does Mrs. Scott Wrinkled Ballsack wear hoop earrings? Thanks. It's from Mr. Nipples. Guys, Manchild 79 has large peanut. That's from the River to Pear yacht captain. Plowweed is so high, he is now slobbering and talking about large members. Thanks. It's from Larry Nichols' Dirty Sock. Are you higher today than normal?
I'd say this is a pretty good day.
You smoke before every show? When you wake up in the morning every day?
You don't need to go behind the scenes, I don't think.
I don't mind going behind the scenes. Well, and then, yes, I do, Doug.
Every day?
Every day.
Like, literally wake up and wake and bake?
No, I wake up, eat a Long John, drink my strawberry milk. That's on my way to work.
You five?
Get in here, settle in, restart every computer to make sure everything's working properly.
Sure.
As that's going down, that's when I do some show prep, meaning roll down the windows of the Lumina and flat get after it.
Good for you.
And come in here about 15 minutes later and get work done.
And then you do that again later in the day?
How many times you smoke throughout the day? I'm not talking about darts. I'm talking about chronic.
It would all depend on what the schedule is like as far as am I working both jobs that night or do I have like a date?
Oh, look at you, George Clooney.
Depends on the free time that I have.
You would smoke more if you had a date or less?
No, like if I'm going out with the girl, I'll probably not smoke until after.
And find out what if she likes to smoke chronic pills.
No, she doesn't mind at all. I just don't like to be that guy. If she wants to partake, then we'll both smoke. But I don't want to be, hey, babe, just a second. Let me just, toke up real quick.
Yeah, you're like a gentleman.
Yeah.
Right.
And so probably I would say roughly four times a day to five.
Yeah, that's about the right number, isn't it?
Five times a day?
But that's, I'm sure in your head you're thinking that it's a lot. That's not a big amount as far as just personal use. I tend to go on the lighter side of when I pack
my
taste.
Pipes.
Yes, just a taste. Thank you, Ben.
What are you on, a one-hitter?
I'm on a bowl right now.
Are you?
Bowling. Yeah, it's I can't get rid of it. It's kind
Do you
of,
have a
kind
name
of,
for it?
No, it's just like an heirloom.
Matt who bowls at Hanks.
You named your bowl Matt who bowls at Hanks.
No. But I've had it for several years. You can't get rid of it. Just been there through thick and thin for me.
Manchild 79 says, stop snitching on yourself, Plowsy. 5-0's waiting in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's fine. That weed's harmless. Right, Doug?
I don't know. I've never had it.
Oh, you really never have?
No. I've never had a cigarette.
I smoked, and I have no idea what I was doing.
You were trying to look cool?
I'm so just like, what the heck?
That's how most people start.
You always did, though, after when you drank, I think.
Only when I drank. And I'm lucky that I didn't get addicted. And I know I've said this on the air before, but like one of my girlfriends in college, she would, that's why I'd make the wake up and do you roll over and light up a dart? Because she would do that. And I'm just like, God, it grosses me out. Even though the night before, when we were boozing, I would smoke darts. And I didn't stop until like 2007. Just stupid. But I would only smoke when I drank. And I'm lucky in that sense that I never got addicted. But still, I look back, I go, what the heck? Hell was I doing? I don't know. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Will you regret your smoking of cigarettes, Plowhawk?
I think I already kind of do. Yeah. I enjoy it, but I can see where it'll be heading here in about 10 or 15 years. I mean, you can see the
cancer.
Well, yeah. Well, my grandma smoked for 75 years and didn't have any emphysema at all. I mean, so it all.
Miracle.
She got lucky.
So it's case by case, but I know there'll be some health issues with that, whether it be cancer, whether it be emphysema or something. So yeah, it kind of, I already regret it, but I enjoy it at the same time. It's really, that's the only way to explain it as a smoker. People who don't smoke don't understand that, but it's a tough one.
I know you get addicted to things. I'm addicted to Arnold Palmer's and having something to drink all the time. I am. I got
a cigarette.
That's a toughie, yeah.
But I am.
Addicted to Arnold
Palmer's.
What do
you mean you're addicted to having something to drink all the time?
Like I am.
You, just,
I
you have to have that big gulp?
I got to have a, yeah, the glass and then the nibble on the ice and drink, and then I want another one as soon as that's done. I just do.
I just go to the bathroom a lot.
And as much as I tell myself this is it's I shouldn't be doing this, it's too expensive, if there's calories I'm getting yeah. I don't need, I pass by a QT and I don't have a soda, I got to have a soda.
Yeah, right,
not
really.
A soda, but an Arnold Palmer.
Do you ever put them in the Polar, do you ever get the Polar Pop ones, the real big ones?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You like those ones?
Yeah.
Oh. And those have been in the news lately.
If I get in the car and I got to make a significant drive, I must have something to drink.
Doug likes the Polar Pops.
I didn't know that. Doug, Ryan Kelly's the title sponsor of this show. He makes your Polar Pops possible. Could you tell the audience about him?
I'm probably going to have to refinance again to take some cash out to pay for my Arnold Palmer habit because it does get expensive. I mean, you're talking expensive. So, and I've done this before. I've gone into Ryan Kelly and taken a cash out refinance and paid off college loans, or maybe you can redo something in your house. Whatever you want to do, you can do that if you've got equity in your house. Ryan Kelly can show you how to do that. That's one of the things he does most, are these cash-out equity refinances. Did you also know that almost 70% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck and have less than $1,000 in their bank account? That much I do know. I empathize with that. The Home Loan Expert team can help you save a few hundred dollars a month and skip a few months of mortgage payments. Let them show you how you can stop living paycheck to paycheck with a refinance. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-7...
What's wrong?
Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Doug, taking a look at the Open, Jordan Spieth and Brooks Koepka about to tee off. Matt Kuchar is in with a 1-over 71 today, so he is at 4-under. And your leader through 36 in these conditions, as you were observing, just really unbearable out there.
I wouldn't like to play there.
It's windy.
I mean, the wind is a whipping. Rory McIlroy went out and shot 2-under, so he's at 1-under for the Open. And he's in the mix because a number like Kuchar's 4-under might wind up being the leader as we all tuck ourselves in tonight.
Did you have Rory on your teams?
I'm sure I have a lot of Rory exposure. Let me click on the...
You don't have to say exposure.
Click on it. God, we only have 5 McIlroy teams.
Oh my word.
Yeah, we're in trouble. I mean, listen, you know, at this point, I'm already talking with my accountants and figuring out how we're going to fix this. We got problems.
Can you write off gambling losses?
Yeah. It's a 501c.
All right. Yeah,
that's the form you fill. That's the form you fill out. Mm-hmm. They love it. Iggy puts together drops of the week. I feel like we had a really good show each day this week, and so Iggy's drops of the week, which of course are presented by the Post, will highlight some of the work of the week. Take a listen, if you would, Doug.
Okay, hit the lever pause. Go ahead and hit the
2 seconds. It's coming.
Why don't you wait just a couple seconds?
The Post Sports Bar and Grill presents
Iggy. Say it ain't so.
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy, no.
Iggy's drops of the week.
You watch a lot of darts, do you, Fredzy?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm a pornographer.
The family ball sack.
And the gallery exploded on my chest.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Oh, I've got a talented tongue.
But he didn't end up doing that. He just kind of cucked in the shrubs and popped out randomly.
So the ball sack got cucked that night or what?
How about we make a move up in here?
Yeah, I think that's how we'll feel about fleshlights in 2037.
I don't know. This Mrs. Wrinkled Ball Sack, she's a spitfire.
Doug, the ball sack's betrayed me?
How you doing, Doug?
I don't like dirty, dry feet.
Could be an MFFF.
She's a bigger gal, too, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, they ain't saying Mrs. Ball Sack, but I don't want to make it a cuck situation.
Heck, I got 3 kids love me right now.
Also, clean your balls off. Larry, cuck that man.
No, I'm not doing my job, so.
It's the bee's knees, Doug.
Boy, whoever's wielding that hot flat stick, they'll be right there at the top of the leaderboard.
I'm not cucking you.
Carla.
Oh, take your shirt off, Larry, and show me them nips.
Yeah, this gal had just the softest feet, like a baby's butt.
Kiss my booty, boom, candy ass. Brendan Sawyer, I will not do another 2 on your chest.
And she has stellar feet.
I don't know.
Milk skin. Milk skin? Milk show. Milk.
No vessel.
I got Sarah and Penny and Carla.
Jay put it so elegantly.
Take off your pants, Larry.
How many fillies you need in the paddock?
The strap-on?
You guys are another my pervert.
Well, we're trying to. We just can't spit the takes hot enough.
Wouldn't that be a tranny?
Older lasses has a rogue shrub.
I'm reading the lyrics. It's vile.
Who are you hot?
Well, he's an attractive man, and she's a very good-looking woman, so they would be, I'm sure, a sought-after couple.
The family sack.
Drop a loaf on Uncle Mark's chest?
Yes.
Thank you, Iggy, for liking my hair. I like hair, too.
Oh, who snorted? Boy, that D helped.
Coonskin boy panties?
Well, she's a hot broad.
Doug, ain't nobody effing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mother effing click, 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 click.
Everybody knows that I think Lady Beercats is gorgeous.
Lady Beercats. He thinks he's going to get lucky with Mrs. Ballsack.
He is an oddly shaped man.
Freak nasty. Drop his trousers all the way to the ground.
Watch this.
Okay, don't make that noise. Don't make the noise.
That it is such a big to-do. Oh, my gosh.
Let's be real. He's ruggedly handsome.
Well, I don't drink coffee either, so I guess that makes me a bougie ass.
I'm all over it right now. You're a real jerk.
What does that mean, top gay?
Who peed in your coffee this morning? Jesus.
My game is not in good shape.
Neither is your body.
That's not what you said last night.
I'd give him manual handies.
Oh, it doesn't sound like you like Johnny Weir. Is that because he's a power bottom?
Ooh, those little goats with the milk. Click that on.
Icky, gross, gross.
Plowsy's Goob 11 all day, right? Not CJ6.
Andy Cohen said he was a power top.
Got the mouth of a bass.
36, Einstein.
That was Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by The Post.
Stay posted, my friends.
Doug, there it is. I mean, that's what we do.
You know, it's kind of the same every week, too, isn't it?
What?
It just doesn't get any more cerebral or thoughtful.
What?
It's just kind of gibberish.
The cat's on the road. And so we've had Ben Fred in, we've had Jennings in, and we've had Charlie in. And what a wonderful week it's been. Ben Fred, the listeners, I see they're on the fan page. They're really trending in your direction.
I'm trying to pull them from Charlie. I know he has the history as the fill-in here, but Sea Monster's not helping me.
No.
Every time Charlie fills in, he tweets out a really attractive picture of Chuck, maybe holding a cute dog.
Otis loves Otis.
With great hair.
He has wonderful. You have wonderful hair, too.
No, but then I come on, and he tweets out a picture of me when I'm 15 and have a terrible mohawk.
He does do that. I noticed that. There does seem to be some bias
or
there.
When I'm at some sort of a panel making an ugly face.
Debbie Bonnaray.
I'm going to call it like I see it, and I don't think it's right.
Good for you for saying it.
What was the mohawk about? A bit of rebellion on you?
No. I was 15. I swear to God, you guys won't believe this. I got that terrible haircut on a church mission trip.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And then this is a true story. We were on our way back. I'd just been picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And we found these cats outside of our house in a ditch. They'd been dropped, dumped. It was raining. I rescued these cats. But because I had this terrible mohawk and I'm holding the cats in a rather rough-looking manner, it looks like I'm about to drown these cats in a bath while listening to, you know, Slayer music.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It does look, the picture's not a good look, but it came from the purest of intentions.
Did it?
Chris Gardner got a hold of it, and that's the end of me.
No.
What happened to the cats?
We gave them away we found homes for them.
Oh, good. Right.
I think they're still alive.
I ought to have them on. Doug, when the cat's on the road, it's Four Seasons Penske Truck. Look for the big gold truck, the sponsor of his road trips. He will be back next week. Cardinals in town after 3 in Wrigley. Over under, 1.5 wins for the Cardinals this weekend. Ben Fredrickson.
Under.
Doug Vaughn.
Over.
You said they would sweep the Mets, Doug.
You could have put it at 1, I'd go under.
Okay. Plow Cub.
They getting swept.
They are.
I think the season ends this weekend in Chicago.
My action is on a loss on Sunday with some form of confidence. And then I don't know on today or tomorrow, honestly. What's Bryant's status?
Day to day.
He'll play.
You think he'll play?
Maybe not the first game.
But it's Lester and Arrieta before Quintana?
What's his name came in? They plugged the kid in, and he hit a home run and had a Listella.
Tommy Listella.
They're hot, Tim. The hottest team in baseball out of the All-Star break.
What, won 6
Bad
in a row?
Bad timing. 6 in a row. Haven't lost. They're scoring crazy amounts of runs.
Guys, Charlie has been put on notice. Ben Fred is killing it. That's from the Sad Panda.
All right.
Yeah, if we did like a poll, here's the good thing. And Doug and I know this, and so do the Plow Iggy Monster.
it's a good spot because we have three cats who can come on in here and we don't miss a beat. We still are going to do the same stupid show, and that's important. And so if I put it to the people and asked who's your favorite, you know, second line center, I don't know what the vote would be. I truly don't know.
We're throwing Jay in this mix as
Jay,
well.
Jay, Charlie, and Ben Fred.
Jay has that cachet with the listeners. I think Jay will be the number one, but I think between you and Charlie, that's a
I got to get my reps up, Tim.
You think you don't have enough reps?
I'm gonna get my reps.
Doug, do you want to work with Ben over the weekend and get some more reps in?
I think he's fine. Don't need any more reps. You don't have to practice this nonsense.
I do study.
What do you study?
I go back and listen to old shows.
Right. You don't.
You got to if you're going to do this right.
You don't.
Watch this. And this is something he was working on. He said, okay, Tim, next time you're out, I really want to get down these hourly sponsorships. And I said, oh, Doug, 8 o'clock hours brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results, but, and that's something he wants to work on, that inflection on the but, because you can't.
It's well done.
You're either born with it or you try to learn it. And I happen to be born with it. But with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. I think it'd be fun if we all took that one day and just sat here rock hard together.
Oh.
Maybe during like the email segment because that's the hottest time.
You haven't been doing that?
Mm-hmm.
God, can you imagine the Facebook Live if we all showed ragers while spitting hot takes?
Okay.
Clip that off. Clip it off forever. Guys, I love Jay and Chuckles, but my vote's for Ben Fred. Wow. Jay is by far the best felon. Fred Bird is getting better, though.
Fred Bird.
I'll take that.
I guess I'll put one up on the fan pin, Doug.
I guess I'll put one up on the fan pin,
and we'll see where we are.
Well, you'll make somebody feel bad.
Yeah, that's... What if it starts a kerfuffle? Then I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do
that. Well, now somebody else will do
it. But I think it's a case... Yeah, I know, but I'll delete it. But here's the thing. I think it's a case of all three are so good, it's not choosing, oh, I hate this guy. It's, man, that's a tough decision. I guess I got to go with this guy. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
We're the Golden State Warriors.
Nice.
But whoever finishes in third would feel bad.
I can't imagine.
As long as I get the ring,
yep.
I'll be third.
All right,
and who's coming for our title, Tim?
What title is that?
Sports Talk Radio AM. Between 7 and 10 in the morning.
Is there anybody else who even does it?
Nope.
Okay, so there it is. We have won. Plobo, can you tell the audience about the post?
Word up, G.
Okay. Doug, did you like that?
That's me trying to get the copy real quick.
Right. It was a great delay tactic.
Right. Thanks for explaining, too. Yeah.
You're welcome.
You really drink strawberry milk every morning?
Strawberry milk, chocolate Long John.
That's disgusting.
Disgusting. Sorry, I didn't mean to, all right. What isn't disgusting, Ben Fred? We'll have an off-air discussion. Is the Post Sports Bar and Grill. We know about their cheesesteak, their fantastic specials they have. Mm-hmm. They sponsor the Drops of the Week, which we just heard, which are fantastic.
Right.
During every Cardinal game, though, they have some specials. $3.75, 22-ounce wells and domestic draft specials. Free shots for every Jed Jerko home run, 10% off all regular price items for wearing Cardinal gear, free ticket giveaways during Tuesday and Friday games, happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m., and all day Tuesday with $2.50 domestic pints, $3 wells, $5 select appetizers. They have it all, Doug. They support our Redbirds and our Balloon Out at the Post Sports Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
Stay posted, my friends.
I guess I should.
That's the official cheesesteak of the Ryan Kelly.
All right.
Morning after. Look at this on the fan page. I just went there and they said, Iggy's Drops of the Week are the best part of my week. Isn't that great to hear, Doug? That's the best part of somebody's week?
That's the best thing that's happening to you?
Well, the last person to say that was Becky Weisberger, so that didn't turn out so well.
Yeah, it's a matter of opinion.
Well, I appreciate it. These guys give me so much content to work with each week.
But for just listening to that 2 or 3 minute thing, and for that being the absolute best thing that happens to you for the whole week, that's kind of sad.
What?
I think you underestimate the amount of joy that the show brings people, Doug. Well,
thank you, Ben Fredrickson. That might get you more votes.
I think
you're out on the campaign trail.
I think the listeners are a special family, a community that's unlike any other. And I'm just honored and blessed to be a part of it.
All right.
Nice. Did the votes? Oh, you haven't even posted it yet.
Best thing of my week was going to that Martin Short, Steve Martin.
Oh, you went to that
last night at Fox. Yeah, that was very.
I got a break, but I want to hear about that. I truly do. I big time want to hear about that. A few people went to that. Charlie went to it with Jess.
I really do want to hear about that. All right, I'm posting the poll right now on the fan page. My reason for doing so is I think the point is it might be evenly distributed, which is the point is it's a great situation because we've been in situations and I've hosted flat out shows where it's like, God, I got to totally change the show because this person is filling in. And that sucks. It sucks for us and it sucks for the audience. So this is a great thing. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right.
If that's all you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I want to hear about this. I'm glad you brought that up because I truly want to hear about it. So you went to the Steve Martin and Martin Short thing last night?
I did.
Yeah, sweet. All right. I want to hear about that on the other side of the break. Right. And then also we have the DB Sports Bar exit poll and the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week, plus the Hot Shots email today. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.